coming to you live from the studios of Bumma Bipra Media via the National Indigenous Radio Service, is the Kayaf Hour.
Don't force a handsaw when you're cutting wood, you know. Originally, my parents are from Murray Island.
I'd like to thank my elders.
Getting my way prepared for Kayaf this year.
Bringing you daily yarns with daily artists from the Cape and the Torres Straits, the Kayaf Hour.
Hi, we're back again tonight with Andy, who's one of our artists here with Undercurrents Cook 2020. It's great to have you here tonight. Thanks for talking to us.
All right, thank you for having me.
Can we start with whereabouts are you from? And I've noticed your works tonight, the baskets that are hanging so beautifully inside.
Yeah, I'm Kuranda boy, connected to Jabugai, with Coker Group from Kuranda, weaving mop. Been with them 12 years now.
Have you been creating that way for 12 years, or was that just since you've been with the collective?
Yeah, I kicked off in 2008. Wasn't very good at when I first started. But.
And they are beautiful pieces. I've had a few, actually, while I was in here tonight, a few people comment on them and how majestically they've been hung as well in the space.
Well, to give credit to Abe Marita from down around Jumbun, Murray Upper. Without him, I wouldn't have a clue what to do about the basket, the ones that hang in there. He kick-started us, and I just sort of run with it from there.
And just grew and got amazing. So with your beautiful works in tonight, and seeing them on the walls with so many other, such versatile mediums, I suppose, what's your views on the concept on, obviously, the 250 years of Captain Cook and colonisation?
I did put it on a bit of my eye there. It's about things, you know, got near extinction. You know, it was just lingering on a small scale, almost to the point of dying out, but there was a little bit of revival and...
Represents a continuity of something that, you know, in many ways was tried to be stamped out, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because I've got old artifacts from the very early old days in museums, and they're around 1880s.
So many haven't been repatriated back to us?
No. I've seen a few around in Queensland museums and a couple in the Cairns Museum here, and I've seen one in the Yarrawa Museum, so it's around. If somebody's doing what, it's not out and open yet, we've been doing it, but what I'm doing is hopefully reviving, and that's what cycle of it is, of extinction, revival and survival.
And you know, 250 years later, we're here at the opening at Tanks Art Centre of the Undercurrents exhibition. We see your beautiful works hanging there in the space. It's definitely a revival, it's a continuation. I've just been really privileged to speak to you and to have your works here tonight, so thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise, I didn't expect this, but yeah, thank
you. It's alright, it's great to have you on. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are listening to the Kayaf Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
We're here with Jen Ed at the opening event of the Undercurrents Cook 2020 exhibition for the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair in its 11th year at the Tanks Art Centre. I'm Jack Wilkie-Jans. Hello, Jen. It's nice to have you today.
Nice to see you again, Jack.
Lovely. It's nice to see you as always. So, Jen, you've been around the traps in the far north Queensland art scene for a long time. And I've known you my entire time since I've been here. You're a staple at all these events. I just wanted to ask quickly, what's your thoughts on tonight's exhibition?
I was always interested to seeing the response to Cook's journey up here, Undercurrents. It says so much, it really does. And I think being here, because I work here, I was privy to seeing the artworks before I turned up tonight, but hearing the speeches tonight gave so much meaning, honesty and truth to, I guess, that voyage, and everyone's on a voyage. I love the exhibition and I love the responses. Of course, all of them are different. I especially love the ghost net ships.
Oh yes, the ghost endeavours, and I think that having them made out of ghost nets is sort of
it's
a great metaphor. Yes. It's beautiful.
It is.
So working here at the Tanks Art Centre, of course, you've been involved in many other different arts endeavours and institutions in the region. Of course, it's 250 years since Captain Cook has landed here in Australia, as we know it now. But it's also the year of the COVID-19 pandemic and everybody moving to a digital space. What's your take on how the arts in our region is going to sort of sail those seas, as it were? And also with this show in particular, do you think it, having it being able to be streamed into people's homes, do you think that's, are we on the cusp of a new way of arts delivery?
Well, I think for now, yes, this is the only way it can be delivered, and so we must. It's a no-brainer.
Mm.
My boss here, the minute the Tanks Art Centre shut down, by the way, this is the first show that's been here in the Tanks since February, so I'm so blessed and I just feel so grateful that our beautiful Tanks are open again with such a fantastic exhibition. I just have to say that.
Of course.
On the other side of that, we have had to stand down a lot of people, mm-hmm, because of no events. My dear boss, Roz Papalardo, started with the kitchen
another
sessions.
Another great arts icon.
And so every week, highlighting artists digitally, streaming. Just not artists, but, music, artists, food, wine. It's like my favourite show every week now. And, you know, I'm not going to see it tonight, so I'll watch it in the morning.
Watch it. And I think that's one of the other remarkable things is so often with art installation, especially like, as you were saying, musical performances or anything like that, it's either you see it now or you never see it again, unless you, with a lot of exhibitions, you buy very expensive catalogues from the major institutions online. It lives beyond your physical experience.
Well, I just think it's so sensible for CIAF to be doing it this year. I have been to every single CIAF. If I haven't worked at it, I've volunteered at it. If I haven't volunteered at it, I've certainly been a massive patron and brought lots of people along. I'm really proud of this event. I'm proud to live in Cairns and this event be such a huge part of our annual activities here. It's smart, it's fantastic. And do you know what? I guess this year is the first year I'm not going to see my friends, because it seems to be the one time of the year that you see your friends from the Cape or and the Torres Strait or from the
Southern. Even from Cairns.
That's, well, and that's not going to happen this year. But I'm kind of grateful for that, because I don't want anyone to be sick. And I just think that CIAF has moved into a really smart space. Things will change. You know, this is just the beginning of things changing, and we have to move ahead with that.
And the art fair will be back next year, bigger and better than ever. And of course, Jen, I see you every year at the art fair, and I know that you do bring a great patronage to this annual event. And so it is sad we won't get to see many people, but I am glad that we got to see you tonight, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks. Thanks, Jack. I love your work, by the way.
Thank you.
You are listening to the CIAF Hour on BBM 987 FM.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with Lily, who is Gudja Gudja's daughter, and tonight at the opening of Undercurrents Cook 2020 at the Tanks Arts Centre, joined her father on stage playing the message sticks tonight. It's nice to have you.
Hello.
Hi. So, Lily, I've been told that you have some special gifts. Would you like to elaborate a little bit more and perhaps explain how special it is to be coming to events like this with your father?
I think it's great to go up with my dad, but I think he's okay with going up by himself. But my gifts are that I can talk to the weather, and I can tell you, like, if tomorrow it's going to be sunny, rainy, or anything, I could stop the rain. I can tell you if the rain's just going to keep on coming or anything like that.
Well, I think we had good weather tonight, which is great. And I've just come back from down south where it was quite cold. So I'm happy that we had good weather. For the listeners and the viewers at home, would you like to tell them and introduce yourself with your tribal name and explain what that means?
Sure. My tribal name is Bobungu, and it means white lightning.
So it's very, you've got an affinity with the weather, and of course Undercurrents, it discusses a lot about the history of Australia. As a young person, would you mind just keep sharing your views on what the future might hold for people of your generation as we go forward?
Well, I think it might be robots, but at the same time it might be flying cars or technology. Maybe living in trees. I don't know.
I'm happy with the robots, the flying cars. I can barely drive a wheel-based car. What's your preference? What do you want?
Maybe we could just have the flying trains.
Flying trains? That sounds good. Then we don't have to drive them.
Yeah, because they just got invented.
That's good. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight, and we hope to see you at other events in the future.
Thank you. Bye.
You are listening to the KIF Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
Hi, so we're back tonight with Natalia, one of our wonderful musical entertainers here at the opening of Undercurrents Cook 2020 at the Tanks. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And it was wonderful to hear you earlier at the opening. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your ensemble and what your inspiration is when you're creating works and when you're singing and performing?
Sure. Mirindi Schreiber is a Kukuyalanji songwoman, I call her, and we've been working together for a while. I play the harp. I'm Samoan. And I've lived in Cairns here for 6 years. What do we do?
How did you guys get together and meet?
I guess the reason that we like playing together is because we love resonating off each other, and also we both have a passion for working with landscape.
Okay.
So yeah. Mirindi works a lot with language and with the development and reintroduction and introduction of language to school and also for children.
Mm-hmm. Which is really important. I mean, we're here obviously with the Undercurrents exhibition, which is not celebrating so much, but it is commemorating 250 years of white settlement, colonization, and of course one of three pillars of the way that Indigenous people had created their works of art and had educated people was, of course, visual, dance and song, of course. So we have with the two of you tonight, we have that added, the third element, which I think just makes the works inside at the opening reflect that more poignant.
It was a real honor for me to play here, and because there's so many amazing artists involved in this, and you know, it's a really important discussion. And I'm Samoan, I'm from New Zealand, and I've lived overseas, and this discussion is a global discussion.
Especially today.
It's everywhere, but the power of it here is particularly special.
And obviously tonight's a visual art exhibition, and of course the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair and other events like it celebrate sort of a look at the way back and prescribe a way forwards through our visual art. How, as a musical artist, what potential role does music play, and of course language, in all the things that we're trying to decipher and discuss in exhibitions like this going forward?
Music is a language of emotion, and I can speak for myself, where because I don't use words a lot in my music, you can actually say quite powerful things and discuss topics through music. The other thing is that music is a teacher. So when we tune into things with music and when we explore topics with music, the music actually gives us answers. It gives us solutions if we listen to it. And those are emotional solutions, not necessarily based up here, but based down here, which is an important aspect of Indigenous philosophy, thinking and way.
And you know what? I mean, that's you've said it perfectly. I think that that's going to resonate with a lot of the listeners out there in the way that they hear music as well and learn from it. You know what? It's been marvelous to have you here tonight. It's been a privilege to listen to you perform. And of course, like I said, to have that added element to the stories that we're telling today. And I would love to hear and see you at another KIFF in the future, of course.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to the KIFF Hour on BBM.
Hi, I'm Jack Wilkie Jans. I'm here tonight with Pamela, one of KIFF's long-term volunteers. It's so great to see you tonight. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks. Happy to be here tonight.
We're happy to have you. It's a small gathering tonight, obviously due to the COVID-19 restrictions. What's your thoughts on how the opening's going so far tonight? Is it a good vibe?
I thought it was fabulous. It was very intimate and a lot of stories about history, and a lot of new information that I'd got that I hadn't known before. So as a volunteer, when people come to the botanical tanks here, I'll be able to share some of that information.
That's great. And so, I mean, as you were saying, you know, there will be an opportunity for the public to come on through and you'll be here. Is that we've got to look for the positives in new ways of presenting the way that we do art exhibitions, and obviously having a smaller event tonight. And of course, during the weeks and during the days, a smaller number of people allowed to visit. Do you think that the message of the brief of the exhibition and the individual works might translate maybe a little more personally to people when they visit with a smaller number of attendees?
I think so, and if you have a look at some of the artworks and then listen to maybe the volunteers who are here tonight who have learnt more about the artists, certainly I have. I've learnt some, met some fabulous artists and listened to their stories.
Yep.
And then it has kind of a lot more meaning when you look at the piece of artwork, and then you can add that extra information about, oh, this artist, you know, this is their experience, this is their story. And then it just adds more to that experience and looking at art.
And you've been volunteering for KIFF for a number of years. You would have met quite a few amazing artists in your time. What of tonight, if I can ask, do you have a favourite work?
Heather Hunt. And yeah. I heard her story and about her art. And I met her auntie as well.
Oh, yes.
Just had to sit down. I just sat down and chatted about my story, and she talked about her story. And I think that's important when you listen to someone's story and then you look at their artwork. It just kind of, I don't know, it just speaks to you more.
And it resonates, yeah.
Yes.
So it's great to see you this year. Will we see you next year?
Well, I've just moved to Cairns, so you definitely will.
That's great. We can't wait to see you next year. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the KIFF Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
Hi, tonight we're here with Russell. He's been around the traps in Far North Queensland, being involved in the artist, as an artist himself. Good evening. Thank you for coming to the opening of Undercurrents Cook 2020.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, thank you. I like that, around the traps. It's interesting, isn't it? What is a trap? Are we all in a trap?
Something that gets you stuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's a great place to, if you get trapped in the arts, it's a great region to be trapped, I suppose. Tell us a little bit about the work that you've been contributing to the art scene here in Far North Queensland over the years.
Yeah, well, I am creatively inclined, so I do creative work. I do a lot of collaboration with people. And tend to do media work a lot.
That's right. I mean, obviously the people at home watching this can't see, but on the exterior of the tanks tonight, with the opening, are these wonderful animated projections, which you've created, I believe.
Well, the artists create the artwork, and then I guess augment that with some animation and
bring it to life. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's obviously a lot of life already in the artworks, and I certainly don't claim any ownership of the artworks from that. So that remains still with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process, I guess, with KIFF to negotiate that with the artist in terms of that their acceptance of that, or you know, it's basically a licensing agreement.
And there's a really, but there's an interesting quality to that as well, which is the a sort of a collaboration between what the artist makes as a still and what you've been able to create. That's a moving piece, which to me speaks a great deal about what Cook. This year, 250 years since Captain Cook's been. It's, you know, it's been 250 years of colonization, but also 250 years of collaboration as well. So, speaking of that, and of course, what the exhibition here tonight represents, what's your thoughts on tonight's show?
Yeah, that well, it's a really interesting exhibition. There's a lot of work, and there's a broad range of pieces in the show, which is makes it quite exciting.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's ambiguity as well. So we make up our minds a lot with the works, whether they are making a political statement, whether there is a humour. There seems to be quite a bit of humour, which is really refreshing to see. And there's works which really are about... really a statement about identity, which I think is to be expected, and is really great to see. You know, it's well, I guess as a we're looking for kind of narrative. We tend to be, you know, people that. As
can look outside and look inside for inspiration.
Yeah, so. That ambiguity is kind of interesting in a narrative sense, because, you know, we can build multiple narratives around a work, around the meaning of a work as well.
And it's all threaded together so beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, it's a fantastic space. It's great to have an event.
Exactly. Especially now when we didn't think we might be able to pull something off.
Yeah. So it's interesting to reflect on the theme and then look at each work and go, well, how does the theme weave a narrative out of that work? So I can look at your work, for example.
Yes.
Portraits.
A couple of photos on the front wall, but, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I was outside and, you know, from the outside of the tank, we look through and we see your work directly. And it's framed then by the doorway.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. We're outside. In that the beautiful tropical environment of the Tanks Art Centre, and then look through and see your portraits.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they're better from a distance, of course.
Yeah.
Just like me. Well, look, it is great to see all the works on the show. It's great to see your animations on the external wall, and it's great to see you here tonight. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You are listening to the KIF Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
Welcome back to the KIF Hour. I'm one of your hosts, Jack Wilkie Jans, and joining me today is Paul Bong, who, as if anyone who's ever been down to the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair or knows anything about the art community from up in tropical North Queensland, you'll know who Paul Bong is. Hi, Paul. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Jack.
So, Paul, you're a printmaker, a very well-known printmaker, and rather prolific. So, am I correct in saying that you do work out of a studio down in Innisfail?
Yep.
Great. So, you weren't affected by the COVID lockdown or anything like that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, were. And I was up to stay, you know, inside, can't open the shop or nothing.
Oh, right.
And, yeah.
So how did you go getting materials? Because you did quite a number of prints for the art fair this year.
Yeah, well, because I had a little bit of stock I had from last year.
Yeah.
And that I do, like, papers and, you know, different other materials there, I ended up doing it up while the coronavirus was on. So in other words, it came in good.
Yeah.
Because it kept me quite...
Kept you busy while you were locked in the
exactly.
house.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So with and speaking of the you know, the isolation with the way that a lot of artists now had to create their works, especially those, you know, from the remote communities up in the Torres Strait and Cape York, with the way that KIF has addressed the whole lockdown issue by putting the art fair online, do you think that's creating a new an interesting space for people who may not have been able to travel to Cairns every year to engage with works such as your own?
It's to me, I think it's one way to get your art out there. And you know, Kai, I've never really done it that way before. Mm. So this is sort of the first way,
and I think it's
first time.
Yeah. First time ever, I think, for any art fair in Australia.
Exactly. And then with this, I'm sort of happy because we're not only in Australia, we were all around the world, you know, at this time when we're speaking, you know what I mean? So people are looking, while we're sleeping, they're still looking, whereas, you know, the art fair, when it was just in Cairns, I thought it was just, it's Australian wide. It worked really well there for all of us.
Mm.
And if it, you know, if I thought to myself, well, if it didn't go this year, you know, artists like us wouldn't really show their stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And have that platform. And of course, it's true. Exactly. This year also is known, obviously, for the bushfires, the COVID-19 pandemic, and it is the 250 years since Captain Cook came to Australia and allegedly discovered it. But and of course, that was 250 years of a great deal of turmoil for First Nations people. And we are now in a globalized world. Having the chance for First Nations artists to put their cultural works and their political works on a digital platform for the world to see. I don't know about you, but I feel it's kind of a... we're using this modern space in a way that we were never intended to.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, it's just forced, really, KIF to go that next step. You know, and if this wouldn't probably happen, we wouldn't have probably went that next step, you know what I mean?
In the face of adversity, the artist flourishes, and so too do the art fairs.
Exactly, yeah. And it might look, you know, or might, because we've never done it before, and that most artists will look at it and say, nah, you know, I don't want to be there, or, you know, stuff like that. But to me, we've got to try new stuff, eh?
That's
right. And if it's getting my name out there to the world, hey, I'm in it, eh?
And it keeps demonstrating to the world and to that dominant mainstream culture, that our culture is not just this idea of something ancient for tourists to look at. It's something that's evolving. It's something that's very much alive, and you can see it in the works. And of course, your works really do hark back to traditional artifacts such as shields, but obviously put forward in new mediums as prints. So could you tell us a little about your collection that you've submitted to the Undercurrents exhibition this year?
Yeah, yeah, and that, well, you know, there's, I've presented a few of them and that, and what I mainly got there in the Undercurrent, there's one there I've done of Cork, and that, and it was sort of like a mystery, and that he didn't know where he was going, what he was doing, and that, and he called his place New Holland, you know, back in the early days.
Yeah.
So I've sort of got a navigation tool there and plus a time. And that, but with that time, and that I'm going in reverse, and that, so therefore, when you're looking at the picture, I'm going way back 250 years ago when he first came. And then Cook came into a country where we had a 50,000 history, you know, years of history. And you see on the top there's, our owl shield that represents the 50,000, and then in the middle of it, you'll see the you know, the cave art sort of thing, and then on the side you'll see the implements. That's all the stuff we used to use and all that. And then it goes right back down. Yeah, and then right on the side of the shield there, you will see the bullet owl. That is where the European came and started to do massacres and sort of more or less degrading us. And then as you come right around and that, you'll see dispersed fragments. So after the bullet hole, we got dispersed. My portrait is inside there to represent I'm part of the dispersed fragment people. And if you come further on in the middle of the artwork, that's White Man's Songline. So that's where everything changed from 50,000 years, right, going right around with the bullet hole, and then coming into dispersed fragments, and then got your White Man's Songline sort of thing. So that's where I'm being. In the other ones, you'll see dispersed fragments, you'll see flag coming into...
Yeah, the Union,
you know,
flag coming Union through Jack, broken shield.
That's right. As you look at that, I've got a 5 series of that. And that, but I only put 3 there. So the one I had left out is 50,000 years, we was living here, and then invasion, that's the one I got on the wall, where you see the flag, it's just starting to come through.
Yeah.
And I call that invasion, and then you got the heads coming off. In other words, they took our culture away. And
there's such powerful, and especially for this exhibition, there's such a powerful addition to the other works because, you know, the Undercurrents exhibition, you know, it does talk about the 250 years of colonization, but it does celebrate that 250 years of First Nations strength that persevered. And that's why I love the combination of the Union flag and the shields. I feel it's sort of, through your works, they demonstrate that there's still resistance, there's still protection from our old ways that are keeping this sort
That's
of
right.
dominant culture at bay and ours alive.
Yeah. That's right. And then, you know, probably right at the end of one, you'll see all the flag gone and only the one left in the middle of that. I thought I'd leave that one in the middle because that's the heart of the shield. And we all, you know, and it's, the shield is more or less our people. And we're going to fight for whatever left of our country, and even just keep standing up, fighting.
And you know, I think that's really important. And you know, we've on the Kai Fau, we've spoken to a number of artists, and it seems that that message of, you know, we have had a lot of fights in the past that we've, you know, made a lot of headway on, but there's still fights to continue and to win as the future continues as well.
Exactly.
So, it's this idea. Of course, the works in Undercurrents and such as yours and others, they challenge the idea that colonialism is only something that happened 200 something years ago. Of course, it still perseveres in different ways, as we see in the, you know, the political space and social media today. There's still a great deal of injustice and inequality, and But through art, do you find that that message is getting through and that people are sort of coming to understand that struggle that still remains?
Well, yeah, it is. It's slowly, but see, I suppose not everybody look at art, you know, and that. But we are out there, we've given it a go, and that. And, you know, even with this Black Lives Matters and all that sort of stuff, that sort of even helped push, you know, it helps promote our heart too, you know, for where we're going. And we both sort of backing each other up on that area. So, you know, and I'm glad I, you know, they called it Undercurrent, because people don't wear this black skin like what I'm wearing and that, and they don't understand. You know, when you're walking around and, you know, and you're going into shops or you know, look for renting places and all that sort of stuff.
That's true.
And even doctors, they, you know, like nurses and that, they will treat you
the way that they want to treat you and not the way you feel it should.
Yeah. And I'm glad they said it's undercurrent, because that's exactly the truth. Because everybody can't see it on the top. They think Australian is really good, but it's the undercurrent that's moving underneath, and that's
still very
that's
ugly.
Stirring. And I know, I hope that it'll probably change. Treat the First Nation people as human beings.
And you know, I think we are on. You know, it's been a hard journey. There's a lot of work still to go, but I think we're on the right path. And of course, artists such as yourself who keep telling that message, who keep promoting their culture and that, you know, that defiance there and exposing that undercurrent of racism in this country. I think that we're in good hands for the future, I think, in terms of cultural custodianship. So, you know, thank you for your contributions on that front as well.
You're welcome, Jack, mate.
And yeah, also,
thanks for ringing me and talking to me.
Thanks for coming on the show, of course. And I can't wait for everybody to get the chance to see your beautiful prints. There's quite a few of them down at the Tanks Art Centre, which, of course, its exhibition is open, or come August 14 online.
You're welcome, Jack.
Beauty, mate. big fish is mine. Oh, 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 I feel I've got to,
we've got to go fishing.
Down by the sea, where the mountains meet the ocean, into a world so wide and free.
You are listening to the KIF Hour on BBM 987 FM.
Hi, and welcome back to the KIF Hour. I'm one of your hosts, Jack Wilkie Jensen. We're joined today by Paul, who is the Arts Centre Manager from the Pompero community. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's great to speak to you as always. We go a fair way back to Monaco, I believe.
Yeah.
With that beautiful show where... The world, I think it was across, I think maybe 12 exhibitions, got to see the works of Pompero, the Ghost Net sculptures, so which of course are featured in this year's Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, in the online art fair, and also in the Undercurrents Cook 2020 exhibition. Is that right?
Yes, this will be our 10th KIF. We missed the first one, but we've been to every one since then.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate Kaya and all the people that do hard work to make it happen. And it's like our home ground, you know. We put more effort into Kaya than any other art fair. Mm.
And
we submitted over 80 works of art.
It's incredible. And the Pompero Ghost Nets are so iconic to the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair that people actually come from all around to look and to see what you guys have created. And this year, even though those people won't be able to come to Cairns, they will be able to see all the works on a digital platform as of August 14. But you've done other things. You've gone bigger and better. Again, every time I see the works that Pompero does, it's even more creative than last year. So what have you guys done that's different this year?
Well, thank you for that. And such is the nature of art, always be experimenting and improving and trying new things. At least that's my encouragement to the artist.
Yeah.
This year, we haven't gone quite as large as we have in the past. Because, you know, we're trying to make little smaller things that are more affordable for, you know, residential works. Because this is the feedback I've gotten, is that the works are so large, I can't hang them in my house.
That's where you need galleries to have the works in. Some of them are so majestic.
And we're experimenting with more wall hanging type works, you know, two-dimensional works.
I've seen them. They were beautiful. There's the crocodile hatching from the egg, which was done in such a ingenious way because, like you said, it's flat on the wall, so it's like a 2D image, and yet it's such a great way to show that.
Yeah, that was a good idea. I hope we do more of those. And, you know, and we try to make affordable things. I think our prices are
pretty good,
designed to help people buy them and not over the top and unreachable, you know.
And I love the crabs, the little crab sculpture. Those are marvelous, and they're sort of an answer to, you know, Arakun's got the camp dogs, Cardwell, Giringan have the bargoos, and you've guys got these beautiful personality filled unique crab sculptures, which I think will sell like hotcakes, in my opinion, or they should at least.
Yeah, I've already sold a couple here that didn't make it into the art fair.
They didn't
and
quite...
We have lots of crabs, hermit crabs, yeah, on our beach. They're kind of in the high tide zone. You just see a seashell there, and then you flip it over, and there's a crab in it. So you walk by them all the time, and you don't really notice them unless you flip the shell over.
That's, yeah. And, of course, the whole idea of the hermit crabs, you know, they take up residence in new different shells. Sometimes we see them in, you know, human paraphernalia such as bottles, and, of course, the works that pompereal artists create are usually, especially these ones, are from repurposed found materials such as the drift nets. That idea of making something destructive into something beautiful, telling that message of sustainability, is something that you guys at pompereal are very well known for. And is that something that was really at play this year in the creation of the new works?
Oh, always, you know, it's kind of like hunting and gathering. We go to the tip and look around and see what inspires us. And like today, Elliot Kunata came in with a piece of wood that he walked by, and it looked like a snake, and he carved it into a snake. So
beautiful.
Nature is the inspiration, even if it's a piece of rubbish. And this is an art form that I... You know, this is new in Aboriginal art.
Yeah. It's only what? It's just over 10, maybe 15 years old as a medium. And, you know, you guys, and of course, there's Arab up in the Torres Strait, have pretty much cornered the market.
Well, I think the other... I'm happy if other people are inspired by the work and do their own, you know. It's we're all one community in the end. And,
I
encourage artists to be creative, make mistakes, approach it like play, have fun with it, find yourself and apply it,
and I think,
don't worry about what other people think.
That's right. You know? Well, I mean, most everybody thinks that they're marvelous pieces, but, you know, with this, with KIFE this year, that Undercurrents theme especially, and the whole idea of the 250 years of Captain Cook coming to Australia, a lot of the works that we're seeing at the moment are very political, very based on sort of that social justice type issues or type areas of conversation. And of course, we've got these wonderful works from pompereal telling about sustainability, because colonization affects First Nations people in so many ways, not just through legislation, but through waste and rubbish and depletion of resources. And you have works from artists like Pompereal saying, hey, you know, there's natural issues too that we need to focus on as well. So it keeps that alive, which I love.
The Captain Cook work, there's some fun things in there too, and not taking it all so serious, you know.
Like the
humor.
The Hofel image of the wrecked endeavor as a wig or something like that, head adornment.
Well, I haven't been to the show because I can't get out of the community, really. But it sounds good.
It is good.
I wish I was there.
And I love seeing your works. And, of course, next year, we'll definitely see you guys next year. But, yeah, I mean, from Impopra on the Western Cape of Cape York, and then from wherever you are in the world, you will be able to see the works by pompereal artists and obviously the others online from August 14, when the art fair, the digital platform, goes live. And thank you, Paul, very much
for joining
us.
I would like to also mention something else, Jackie, that we've got some wonderful works in the fashion show.
Ah, right. Is that the hoodies? Are they?
We've done some crazy hats. And the people wore Simone and her gang are doing a great job, and it's really fun to collaborate with other people.
Yeah.
They've taken a bunch of our sculptures and put on a bit of a performance, and that's going to be a video, and I'm not quite sure when that will be played.
No, I'm not sure. I know that they're doing the filming around now, but
did it last Sunday, from what I'm told, but I'm not sure when it's going to be put on. But to me, that's really exciting to collaborate with them. They do a wonderful job. And wearable art, you know.
Wearable art. And fashion is forward these days. And, I mean, I'd love to get myself a fancy one of your hats as well. So I can't wait to see the collection. I haven't seen any of that. And obviously, on if you follow the BBM Facebook page and the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Facebook page as well, those the links to those videos and that footage will be made available in due course. And you can see the wearable art from Pompera, which is marvellous.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, for joining us on the show, and it's been great to talk to you as always. I can't wait to see what Pompera continue to create as we go forward and into even next year.
Well, we're still here, and we're still strong, and we will go as long as we can.
Sounds great. Didn't expect anything less from you, Paul. You take care.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.